Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we remember and celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I'll confess to you, on a regular week, on a normal week, whatever that is, I don't particularly resonate with the story of Jesus' transfiguration. It's a cool story, but it doesn't really seem applicable to everyday life. We all know all too well that most of life doesn't happen on mountaintops. And certainly for me, this week has not been a mountaintop kind of experience. And yet today, on the Sunday before Lent begins, we read about the splendor of Jesus' transfiguration, when God transfigures Christ, showing three of Jesus' followers Jesus' true identity. Jesus is God. God incarnate, God embodied in human flesh. On that mountaintop, God gave Jesus a new and exalted appearance. And Peter and James and John got to witness it with their very own eyes. They saw the brilliance of Jesus in the otherworldly appearance of Moses and Elijah. And Peter had the idea to capture the magnificence of the moment because he wanted it to last forever. But even before Peter can finish a sentence, God's voice interrupts him, repeating the same words that God spoke to Jesus in his baptism. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground in fear. And then, as quickly as the mountaintop moment began, it was done. It ended. And when it was all over, when Moses was gone, when Elijah was gone, when Jesus' face and clothes returned to normal, all that was left was Jesus. Brothers and sisters, when all else fades, Jesus remains. Over and over again in my life, one of the ways that Jesus remains is through the love of his followers. I want to take a moment to thank all of you for the love that you have shown me this week, for the ways that you have shown up and have been the presence of Christ to me. This week, and when a similar incident happened in the fall, Jonathan showed up at my porch. The faithful followers of Holly Grove Lutheran Church have been Christ to me. Saint Teresa of Avila wrote this: "Christ has no body now, but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Jesus looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which Jesus walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which Jesus blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body on earth now but yours." Brothers and sisters, so many of you have been the presence of Christ for me this week. Thank you for rallying around me with your support and prayers. Some of you have offered your time and energy. Kelly Carrick and Gyla Kepley spent 2 full days at the office with me so I wouldn't be alone, and to help me do work because I got really far behind. So many of you, your prayers have held me and given me the strength to keep going. And as the church, You have done what is necessary to protect me, a single female pastor, from the harm that happens to so many single female pastors. Thank you for pouring out love upon me and the compassion of Jesus. When everything else was fading away this week, Jesus remained through you. Hear this truth. Hear this truth about God's love in Jesus Christ. On the mountain, in the valley, and everywhere in between, Jesus is there. Jesus is always with us because nothing, no thing can separate us from the love of God. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the truth of God's love. Chip is going to play for us a video now, a song by Zach Williams and my good buddy Dolly Parton. Listen to these words and ponder them in your heart.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the way, and in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it,
in the healing.
His disciples, and he promises us that he is always with us on the mountain, in the valleys, in the shadow of the alleys, in the fire, in the flood. Always is and always was. There was Jesus. No, we never walk alone. Every minute, every moment. Where we've been and where we're going, even when we didn't know and couldn't see it, there was Jesus. Thanks be to God that on the mountain and in the valley and everywhere in between, when all else fades away, there is Jesus. Amen.